This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado Representative Ken Buck was one of the 20 Republicans who denied Jim Jordan the speaker's gavel during a vote today. Buck said he's worried Jordan wouldn't allow lawmakers to vote on more military aid for Ukraine and how Jordan might act as speaker during next year's presidential election.
I'm concerned about the inability to acknowledge that Joe Biden won the election and the activities surrounding January 6th.
Despite the struggle to elect a new speaker, Buck says he has no regrets about voting to oust former Speaker Kevin McCarthy 2 weeks ago. Colorado's two other Republican representatives, Doug Lamborn and Lauren Boebert, both voted for Jordan. A Grand Junction pediatrician remains stuck in Gaza after arriving for a humanitarian mission more than 2 weeks ago. She's stayed in contact with CPR's Western Slope reporter, Stina Sieg.
Dr. Barbara Zind is one of hundreds of Americans still in Gaza, according to the U.S. State Department. On Sunday, White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said the U.S. is focused on finding them safe passage into Egypt. Dr. Zind says she hopes a humanitarian corridor is established so humanitarian help can come in and she and other aid workers can leave. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
A base is now using 100% renewable energy to power its ski area. The resort operator says it reached the milestone ahead of schedule. It's part of A Basin's pledge to be carbon neutral by 2025. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.